Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a selector dub-inspired Amen-style call-and-response-based riff from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only. The goal is to make a bassline that doesn't just sit under the break, but actually talks back to it. We want that push and pull, that heavy conversation between the bass and the Amen, where the drums say one thing and the bass answers with attitude. We're working in classic drum and bass territory here, around 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rollers, jungle-influenced breaks, and darker halftime energy too. And the big idea is simple. Keep the sub clean and focused, give the mid-bass the personality, and write the rhythm so it leaves space for the break to breathe. In this style, the groove matters more than complexity. A few well-placed notes can hit way harder than a busy line that steps all over the drums. Start by setting up a clean project. Make a drum track for your Amen break or break edit, then create separate tracks for sub-bass, mid-bass, and optionally a bass effects or resample track. Leave headroom on the master while you work. You're not chasing loudness yet. You want a healthy, clear mix where the low end can move without smashing into red. On the drum track, load your Amen break and warp it in a way that keeps the attack nice and punchy. If you're chopping the break, make sure the edits are groove first, not just grid first. The break is not just a backing loop here. It's part of the call and response. Let the drum pattern help decide where the bass should hit and where it should back off. If a bass note makes the break feel smaller, move it. If it crowds the snare or the most important ghost notes, shorten it or remove it. That's the mindset. Now build the sub first. This is the foundation. Use operator if you want a clean, stable low end. One sine wave is enough. Keep the attack fast, the decay short, and the release controlled so the notes don't blur together. Then add utility after it and set the width to zero so the sub stays mono and locked. That's important in dark DNB. The sub should feel solid and almost boring on its own. If the sub is doing too much, the whole bass line gets messy fast. For the MIDI pattern, keep it simple at first. Think in accents, not melodies. A strong root note on beat 1 is a solid starting point. Then add one or two movement notes that create shape without clutter. Use a two-bar loop and make sure some notes are longer while others are clipped short. That contrast helps the groove speak. A held note can feel like a statement, while a short hit can feel like a question mark. That's the call and response language we're after. Next, create the mid-bass layer. This is where the character lives. Load wave-eatable or analog and build a restyle, nasal or filtered growl texture. Keep it controlled. We're not going full chaos. Use to tune saws, a little unison, and a filter to shape the tone. A low-pass or band-pass filter can be perfect depending on how dark you want it. Then add saturation to give it bite and harmonic weight. The ear reads a lot of bass impact from harmonics, not just the fundamental, so this layer is what makes the riff feel alive. Now comes the fun part. Write the call and response phrase. This is the heart of the lesson. Don't just drop notes randomly. Place them so they answer the drum accents. Put a strong hit on beat 1 or just after the kick, then add syncopated notes around the offbeats. Leave space for the snare and the most recognizable Amen hits. Then use the end of the bar for the response, maybe a lower hit, a clipped pickup, or a short held note that pulls you into the next phrase. If you want it to feel even more conversational, let one note be a little longer and the next one more clipped. That contrast does a lot of the work. A good rule here is to keep the riff tight enough to feel intentional, but open enough that the drums can still shine through. If the bass line is trying to say everything at once, the break loses its power. But if the bass leaves room, the whole drop feels bigger. That's the trick. Silence is part of the groove. Once the notes are in place, start using automation to create movement instead of adding more notes. This is where a lot of intermediate producers can level up fast. Automate the filter cutoff so the call opens up a bit and the response closes down, or vice versa. Add a little extra saturation drive on transition hits. Use small changes, not giant sweeps. In dark DNB, subtle movement locked to the grid often sounds heavier than random wobble because it reinforces the rhythm instead of fighting it. You can also use an LFO and wave-eatable for a very gentle rhythmic shift in filter or wave-eatable position. Keep it subtle and synced. The goal isn't to sound like a big EDM modulator. The goal is to make the bass feel like it's breathing with the track. That's the selector dub flavor, controlled movement, deep weight, and a bit of menace. After that, check the relationship between the drums and the bass in mono. This is a big one. If the bass only works when it's wide, that's a warning sign. The sub should stay tight and centered. If the mid bass is too wide, pull it back. Use EQ to clear unnecessary low mid buildup, especially if the sound is getting boxy or masking the punch of the break. If needed, Carve a little space around the areas where the kick and snare need to cut through. You're not trying to make the bass disappear. You're trying to make the whole groove hit harder. Group the sub and mid bass together on a bass bus if you want more control. Then you can add gentle bus processing like a Q8, saturator, or a light glue compressor. Just a little compression goes a long way. You want the bass parts to feel like one instrument, not a stack of unrelated layers. A tiny bit of bus glue can help the line feel more finished and more stable without flattening the groove. Now take it further by making a resampled version. Record or bounce a bass hit or a short phrase onto an audio track, then chop that audio into a few accent pieces. This is where you can get that gritty, dubby switch-up energy. A resampled hit can be reversed, filtered, delayed, or placed right before a section change to act like punctuation. You don't need to overuse it. One well-placed resampled accent can make the whole arrangement feel more intentional and more produced. For the arrangement, don't leave the riff trapped in a tiny loop. Turn it into a real 16-bar drop shape. Start with the main motif, then repeat it with a slight change, maybe one note altered or one filter motion opened up a touch. After that, introduce a variation, maybe an octave shift on one response note, or a slightly different rhythm on the last bar of the phrase. By the final section, strip something away or add a small fill so the loop resets with energy. That way the listener feels progression instead of repetition. A really effective trick is to mute the bass for half a bar right before a big change. That tiny silence can make the next hit feel massive. In this style, absence can be more powerful than adding another layer. Let the drums or an FX tail take the spotlight for a moment, then bring the bass back in with authority. A few things to avoid while you're building this. Don't make the sub too busy. Don't let the whole bass patch get over-distorted. Don't widen the low end. And don't keep stacking notes just because the line feels too simple at first. Simplicity is not a weakness here. If the riff is phrased well, it'll hit harder than a more complicated bass line that crowds the break. A few advanced moves can make the whole thing feel more alive. Try swapping one response note up an octave every few bars. Try a ghost note just before the main accent. Try a tiny pitch bend on the last note of a phrase. You can even alternate two timbres inside the bass itself, with a brighter hit acting as the call and a darker filtered hit answering back. Those small changes keep the riff animated without losing the main identity. And one more teacher tip. Check the idea at low volume. If the groove still reads when you turn it down, that usually means it's strong. Loudness can fool you. Groove can't. So here's the big takeaway. Build a clean mono sub. Give the mid bass the personality. Write the phrase like a conversation with the amen break. Leave space for the drums to speak. Use automation and arrangement to create movement. And keep the low end disciplined. If you do that, you'll end up with a selector dub-style bass line that feels alive, heavy, and totally at home in a dark drum and bass drop. For your practice challenge, try making a 2-bar riff with no more than 6 notes in the mid-bass, then extend it into an 8-bar loop with one small variation every 4 bars. If you can make that feel engaging, you're already thinking like a D&B producer. The real win is not complexity, it's groove, clarity, and that feeling that the bass and drums are locked in a proper conversation. Alright, let's get into it and build something that hits.